So we have a medrash here, medrash rabba. Basically, it goes on, after a little bit of chumash. The last pasuk in Parshas Noach is Vayiyu Yimei Terach, Chamei Shanim Mitmasayim Shana, Vayomis Terach Pecharin. So the last pasuk in Noach is that Terach died in Pecharin. Then the next pasuk is Lech Lecha. And it says, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, el Avraham Lech Lecha, etc. And it says, okay. So the Medrash says as follows. Vayomer Terach Pecharin. Again, that's the last pasuk in Noach. Let's first read the Medrash and try and understand it. Amrav Yitzchak. If you're going to make the mathematical calculations, you're going to figure out how old Terek was. The pasuk has him dying already at the end of Noach before Hashem says to Avraham, Lech Lecha. But he says, if you figure out the calculation of the years, it's mukhruch that he lived another 65 years after Hashem said, Lech Lecha. In other words, that Lech Lecha occurred when he was about 140 years old, and he still had 65 years to live. Oh, so how come the Torah says, Vayomis, he didn't die yet? So Eda Tzida, the first answer is, so to speak, at the Darish, the first thing you have to say, Rishonim Kuya Meisim B'chayeyem, that the Torah is not being dishonest. Now there are certain sense the Torah is almost like lying. The Torah is saying that he died here, he didn't die yet, because he really did die, because in Lomdus, a Rasha is considered dead. Whatever that means, there are all kinds of mefarshim what that means. Shiva used to say it means that because a Rasha has no feelings, he doesn't appreciate life, his feelings are deadened, so therefore he doesn't really have this full Simchas Chaim, says when the sun rises, he doesn't appreciate it, whatever it is, so that a Rasha is considered mace, so therefore it's a pasuk not dishonest. Apparently there's still a problem, but okay, that's a lumdish thing, so it's true, but for it, the simple pshat is not that way, so why does the Torah go with the lumdus instead of pashtus? In other words, if you put on your lumdus glasses, Terach was dead. But if you put on your non-lumdus glasses, he's alive. So usually the Torah talks in reality rather with your lumdus glasses. So there's a reason why the Torah did it this way. In other words, you were legally allowed to, because it's true, but there's a reason why they did it. The fish, Avraham Avinu Mefachei V'Omer, Avraham was afraid. Eight say, I'm going to leave, because Hashem said, Lech Lecha, V'yimichalim Shmei Shem Shemayim. Going to be a chidol Hashem. V'oimrim, Iniach Oviv Horecha V'yisiknos. Here I have an older father. He's already reached an elder age. The minig is, when his father gets older, the children help out. And here, when my father gets older, he's 150 years old, whatever, and I'm picking up and leaving. It's a chidol Hashem. So Avraham was worried about that. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to worry. Why? Two reasons. L'cho ani poitra mikibud aveim. V'ein ani poitra l'ach mikibud aveim. So they say, this one means lech l'cho, mibes avicha, that you could have said, V'yom Hashem of Avraham, lech mi'artzecha mibolatcha mibes avicha, but it says, lech l'cho mibes avicha. So the lecha is an extra word, which is a remez. Hashem was telling Avraham that lecha, you don't have a mitzvah of kibud aveim. So there's no problem. I'm taking away your mitzvah of kibud aveim. Lecha nipoitra mikibud aveim. Even everyone else, I don't do that. But you, we get a special dispensation. So there's no tain on you that you left your father because there was no iser kibud aveim. I guess, the far as the Chid Hashem, so I guess it was, people knew, Avram told people, whatever, it was important that Hashem parted him from Kibbut Aveim. But and besides which, Eresh Ani Maknim Misasun Siyaschan, in other words, I'm going to make his death earlier, meaning not that in reality he died, but in the Torah I'm going to write that he died before you left. I'm going to write that he writes the Akarkach, and then I'm going to write Vayomer Hashem Avram. If you look in the Matan Neskuna, that it says, Machtim Yisaso Bishvil Doris Asidim. In other words, in the future generations when they read the Torah, Shelechara Yisbril, based on the reading the Torah, they'll be misled, and they'll think, Shemeis Kodem say so. So there won't be a Chidah Hashem. Aye, it's Sheker. So the answer is, it's not Sheker. It's what the other words say, Sheker. It seems to be go together. Sheker, it's not, because in reality, Rosh Hashem Kemeis. But Shem wouldn't have done it, but he did it. He used the Lumdisha thing, that it's Chashev Gemeis, because he really wanted to fool people into thinking that's that it would be a Chidah Hashem. Okay. That's the Medrash. Okay. I read this Medrash. I didn't make any sense to me. Still doesn't make too much sense to me. Avraham Avinu is concerned of a Chidah Hashem. Now, what's a Chidah Hashem? Usually a Chidah Hashem is that a person is not doing the mitzvahs. You're a tzaddik, you don't do the mitzvahs. So what's the Chidah Hashem? People are going to say, Avraham Avinu, you left Lech Lecha. The mitzvah, keep it up. What are they talking about? Avraham left because Hashem told him. How can that be a Chidah Hashem? This is, if anything, this is the world's greatest Kiddush Hashem. This was one of the 10 Nisyanis. It was very hard for Avraham Avinu to leave. Right? That was, one of the reasons why it was such a hard Nisyan. We don't appreciate, but in those days, to leave, there was no, people didn't travel so much, and to go from one country to another was unheard of, in a whole different culture and a whole different language, and it was one of the hardest Nisyanis in the world, and it was one of the 10 hardest Nisyanis that Avraham Avinu had in his life. So that Avraham Avinu did it, this was a tremendous Sitzkis. It's Kiddush Hashem. He's passing a horrendous, difficult Nisyan. What do you mean, Chidah Hashem? What about, and Hashem told me to do it. How can there be a Chidah Hashem if you listen to Hashem telling you to do? And I didn't understand the simple chazal. Avraham's afraid, people are going to say, well, look at Chidah Hashem. Oimrim, he niach aviv ha'olach lo le'esek nasa. Oh, look at him, he left his father. So what? Hashem told him. Esay doich halosa say, right? And again, it's keep it aveim, but Hashem overrided. Hashem told him, be doicha kibud aveim and do lachlecha. So how in there was a Chidah Hashem? So first I thought, we'll go through half a minute at our room. First I thought the Chidah Hashem is not that they're going to have tainus and Avraham Avinu. The Chidah Hashem is going to have tainus and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What kind of crazy religion is this? The crazy religion that according to your religion, God wants you to leave your father. You know, it's not that Enochinami, you did what's right according to your religion. But it's almost like a tiny Anakash Baruch Hu. How can Hashem give such a mitzvah? But that's obviously not right shot, even though it sounds good. Because then what's the Hashem's first answer? Oh, don't worry about Chid Hashem, because I'm gonna say Lech Lecha, and I'm gonna pata you from Kibbutz of the Aid, right? If the Chidah Hashem is because people are upset with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu to go? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's feeling of caring about your father? So by Hashem saying, oh, I'm pattering Avraham from Kibbutz of Ein, that doesn't solve anything. Right? So obviously, the Chidah Hashem is not an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chidah Hashem is on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, how could you do such a thing? There's a mitzvah to keep it up. Oh, once Hashem takes away the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av, no problem. So then I thought the second shot is, maybe not everybody knows that Hashem said Lech Lecha. So that's the Chidah Hashem. In other words, Avraham was concerned, people won't know. Of course, if you know that Hashem told him to go, so of course he's doing what's right. But it's a Chidah Hashem, because maybe not everyone's going to know. After all, the Nevuah was private. You know, only Avraham Avinu heard the Nevuah. Everyone else didn't hear the Nevuah. So he got this private Nevuah of Lech Lecha. So when he leaves, it's going to be a Chidah Hashem, because the people in Haran are going to say, they don't know there was a Nevuah. What's Avraham doing leaving? He's over in Kibbutz Avein. But then again, so what's the answer? Hashem said Lech Lecha, And the second lecha took off the mitzvahs kibud aveh. Well, just like the people don't know the first lech, so they don't know the second lech. They don't know the lecha, you know. They don't know, the people don't know Hashem said lech, and therefore it's a chidu Hashem, because they don't know that, that Avram Avinu, Hashem told Avram Avinu. So they don't know that Hashem patin of him kibud av. Okay. So maybe, okay, so I was thinking, maybe you'll say that for some reason, one thing, you know, you never know, one thing became popular, one thing got known, and one thing didn't get known, that's how it is sometimes. This was in the newspaper, people heard that Hashem patin of him kibud av aim. So Avram was afraid, maybe someone will know this and not that. Ah, nice. I don't know. Or they said, but the, in other words, it's a chidu Hashem again. Maybe the chidu Hashem is people won't know that Hashem said lech lecha. But though, and the salve is at least, so maybe they'll hear that Hashem, they'll hear the second lecha. They won't know Hashem said lech, because and they won't know that. Then there'll be a chidu Hashem. So by Hashem saying the second lecha, he salved it, because hopefully at least, even if they didn't hear the first lech, they'll hear the second. Right, that was my havamim of shot. Solve all the problem. But that still doesn't make sense, because the second thing in the Medrash says that Hashem wrote the psukim wrong, and obviously the people in Haran knew that Terach didn't die. You can't fool the people in Haran by saying that Terach died. Right? He's right here. So the Torah wrote it this way so that we will be misled in thinking that Terach died. And why? Who's being misled? It's the people in the future diaries. When the Ma'amnes Kuna says, "Bishvil Dairis Rasidim, Shelechayra Yisbro Shemais called them say so." Now the people in the future Dairis, they're going to make this mistake that Terach died, and that's going to avoid the Chid Hashem. Why are they going to make the mistake that Terach died? Because they're going to read the Psukim. Well, what's the problem? Why, if they're reading the Psukim, it says the Feirish in the Psukim Lech Lecha. In other words, according to the, you see in the second shot in the Medrash, we're concerned of the Chidu Hashem, not just for the people that were in time of Avram Avinu, we're concerned for the Chidu Hashem for the future diaries. That what's going to be in the future diaries, someone's going to read the Chumash, and he's going to say, Shem says, Avram Avinu left his father. How terrible! So the Torah therefore wrote, so that when the person reads the Chumash, it won't be a Chidu Hashem, because he'll be mistaken to think that Terach is dead. So I think, why in the world would it be a Chidu Hashem? It says Befeirish that Hashem said Lech Lecha. So the guy reads the Chumash. How can there be a Chidu Hashem for the person reading the Chumash? Maybe for the people in Haran there's a Chidu Hashem, because they don't know that Hashem said Lech Lecha. But for anyone reading the Chumash, it's no Chidu Hashem. It's black and white. Vayomer Hashem el Avraham lech lecha. So where's the Chidu Hashem? Avraham Avinu does what Hashem tells him to do. So, in other words, if the person's reading the Psukim, so that he sees Hashem told him. So there's no Chidu Hashem. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to write a misleading pasuk to fool people, which is obviously not a lechatchila, so to speak? You know, so I can help it. They had to come up with a terrorist. Well, it's not a lie, because of Lumdis, Terach really did die. So to make people think that Terach died, to avoid the Chidu Hashem, there's no Chidu Hashem. It's Befeirish. They did the Tzivui. Anyway, that was the question. So the question is, in a nutshell, why in the world is it a Chidu Hashem that Avram's leaving if Hashem tells him to go? And obviously, the Chidu Hashem is because you're not listening to Hashem. That's the Chidu Hashem. And then if you hear, but Hashem said it's no keep it up, oh, okay, it's okay. So what I apparently, the Zetman Defun is that's the way it is. Right? The Zetman Defun is that people who want to criticize can go ahead and find the craziest things to criticize. Right? They're going to go ahead, they look at half the picture, and they go ahead and they see that Avram left his father. Say, hey, what's going on here? Avram has a mitzvah, keep it up. He's not doing keep it up. He's not listening to Hashem. Well, but Hashem told him to go. Well, they ignore half the picture. Oh, I mean, how can you ignore half the picture? It's right there. So the whole pasuk, you're reading, they're reading the Chumash, right? They're coming ahead. Someone's reading the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, levecha mi'art min ha'atun yitavi avicha ercha, vayelech Avram. What a chid of Hashem, that Avram Avinu. He left, when he didn't do the mitzvah, keep it up. But Hashem said that. Oh, I didn't notice that. You know, it's like the person who can go ahead, and it's like the mashal they give, that the mother-in-law comes to the daughter-in-law's house, and she walks in, and she sticks her finger on top of the closet, you know, or stands on a chair, dust. Somehow, and a person is looking for the chisarin, so they can figure out, find the craziest chisarin. Avram Avinu didn't keep the mitzvah of keep it up. Well, of course not. Hashem told him not to. Hashem told him not to come. I'm not focusing on that. Let's just look at this piece. Did he have a mitzvah to keep it up? Yes. Did he keep it? No. Ah, terrible. Right? And Isa, right? It's just Maisa Mechol Yom. That you see that people in the world, they go ahead and they look at the mitzvahs, and they twist facts, and it's just sometimes shocking how people can twist the facts, right? In our present day news, they take the same facts, and the facts are obvious, and you go and you twist it and you turn it, and instead of seeing one thing, you see the exact opposite. Kach minig ha'olam, right? When your person has an agenda, and he wants to prove a certain point, then reality is irrelevant. So you can go ahead and twist the facts as much as you can. Now, apparently, there's a limit to how much you can twist the facts. So when you go ahead, if Hashem would pater him from keep it of aim, so at least in one shot it helps. Second shot, even that doesn't help. You know, but the idea is what seems to be, and it's hard to understand, but that's what it seems to be, is that had Hashem not gone ahead and popped it out from keep it up, or had Hashem not made a mispresentation of the psukim and make it sound like that he died, Tarek died, then there would have been people that would look at they would open up the Chumash, they would read the psukim, they would see blatantly that Hashem tells Avraham lech lecha, and they would still go ahead and have a taina on Avram Avinu that he's not keeping the mitzvah of keep it up. Where's your Yirah Shemayim? Hashem said keep it up. Where's your keep it up? So it's just a simon and how when someone, you know, how the world or people, this doesn't sound like it's crazy. It sounds like the pasuk says, he was and it sounds like he's afraid that not just like some nut. And people will say, it's like a normal thing that people will say that there's a chisarin. So that what the idea is that the minig of the item is people find chisrinus even when it's totally illogical. I know that it's getting close to Hanukkah, right? Getting close to Hanukkah. There's a halacha in Hanukkah that if the house has two sides, so you have to light on both sides. Why do you have to light on both sides? Because if you don't light on one side, the guy's gonna walk by that side and say, oh, terrible, no Hanukkah candles. I mean, the guy has two sides. You know, this is the back door of his house, you know. Maybe you've been on the other side, you know. 50% chance. You know there's two sides to the house. Nope. That's what it is. The guy's going to walk by. Oh, no, Hanukkah candles. Oh, terrible. So that is a little bit, except I think this shmooth is much more even wild than that. That the people, there's a certain human nature, or people, if they want to, that when there's really no logical reason to say anything wrong, guy didn't lie on one side of his house, because obviously he has two sides. So okay, check the other side first. So the people go ahead, and they're very fast to jump to conclusions to find the chisarin. So the people are going to go ahead and say, Avram Avinu didn't do keep it up. And he's mechuyev. Hashem didn't pater him. Hashem didn't, without the second lech lecha, and then Hashem didn't pater him, didn't do keep it up. Terrible. And in the second shot, even after Hashem patered him, so they won't focus on that, so they'll still say it's terrible. Right? So even though it's so ridiculous, because Hashem's the one that told him to be lech lecha, Okay, but they like don't focus on that piece of the news. That's not relevant, even though it's in the pasuk, the first words of the pasuk, and therefore it's going to be a chiddush of Hashem. So it's just the shmooze about how human nature is when they want to find the chisarin, they'll find the chisarin, not to be mispoyo. When people make fun of us, very often it doesn't mean anything. Can't be go ahead, and they have to hear that that's a midah of people that are out to get us. They're always looking, or people are always looking for chesroinus. Doesn't have to be, it's not, sometimes we get flustered. We hear people making fun of us. We begin to self-doubt ourselves. You know, there's so much criticism. Maybe they're right. Maybe they have a son. So the fact that people are saying something is not a riot. To just conclude, I know I mentioned this many times, just talking about Navarik. So Rav Brook used to say at Navarik of art, said many times, that the people, the Navarik part was, the people say the world says. So he says, the Navarik said, with the world, most people in the world, are they happy or are depressed? Most people are a little depressed. Are they rich or poor? Because most people are poor. Are they smart or they're a little bit uneducated? Says most people are uneducated. So that means when you quote the world, you're quoting a bunch of dumb, unhappy, uneducated, poor people. Not very impressive. So we can't be misspoiled from the world. Sometimes, and you definitely see it in our current events today, sometimes the world is mamish crazy, and they somehow twist the reality and the facts, and we cannot be misspoiled when the world does that. I don't know, but Avram didn't do anything different, he was bothered by it.
No, but I'll show it.
Okay.